You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The draft is almost upon us, and teams will be gearing up to make their selections in the first rounds all the way to round, I think it was 40, something like that. Let's talk about that with the Dodgers writer Ken Gernick, and I'm Allison Footer. And Ken, the Dodgers have four of the first 65 picks, which is nice. They have compensation for losing Greinke, supplemental pick for not signing their number 36 overall last year. So it could be good for the Dodgers. Do they have philosophies as far as, you know, what they lean toward? Have there been any trends, or is it just basically like what they, you know, best available player, and they just go from there?
Well, you know, it's really hard to tell. They've got a whole new management team. They've only made one draft. So one draft does not make a trend. They didn't do very well in that draft with their first-round picks. One blew out his elbow, had Tommy John surgery before he ever pitched, and the other one didn't sign. So I guess that's a trend, but not a good one. So I guess the main goal here is to do better than last year. They had extra picks last year, too. You know, and the tradition for the Dodgers has been pitching, but again, a lot of that was under Logan White, who was in charge of the draft for 12 years. They still went with pitching last year, took pitchers with the first two picks. You know, maybe they'll go that way. But I happen to think if they decide to go for need, which in my opinion they should, it would be more position players and hitters. That's where they seem to be light throughout their system and really throughout the last 15 years or so. So, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And it's not even clear who really calls the shots. They've got about five former general managers in the front office and a scouting director. And they're pretty close to the vest as far as revealing who does what. So we basically sit back and watch and see how it turns out.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because it does make me chuckle. They do have five former GMs. I would love to be on a fly on the wall just to see what some of those conversations are like. I did want to ask you one thing, just – in general, I mean, with all the money that the Dodgers spend, and we know everything that they've done, and some things just seem, you know, outlandish, but you've mentioned, and we've talked about on this podcast a lot, that they do want to get back to having a lot of their players develop through their own system and getting younger and just finding their own talent and having that on the field and not just doing what they've done in the past few years, which is a lot of clearing out some of the old stuff, bringing in some of the new, and having to bring other things along with that that they might not actually want. But they really do want to rely more on their farm system moving forward, right?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, any club would say that. I think that they've tried to kind of jumpstart that by being very, very aggressive in Cuba, signing a lot of Cuban players. But so far, the payoff has been minimal, and they've had three very, very well-paid busts in Guerrero, in Arboleda, and Oliveira. You know, $115 million they spent to sign those three, and none of them are in the picture anymore. And so, you know, when you're looking for, those were all signed as infielders that could hit. Arboleda maybe not so much, but Guerrero for sure and Oliveira for sure, hitters who play the infield. And so if you're really looking for a need, I guess if they were counting on those three and they paid them as if they were, then those three need to be replaced. So, you know, an offensive-minded middle infielder or a third baseman would fit the bill as far as helping to replace those three that have turned into busts.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I'm not sure that people realize that of all the players that are drafted, maybe 5% ever make the big leagues. Of all the players, that, including the international signings, and you're looking at maybe 10%. So it's just such a crapshoot, and it's so hard to figure out who can actually play at the major league level. So let's move on to I want to ask you about Carl Crawford, because when they designated him for assignment, it kind of, you know, made a few waves. Just out there on social media, and because of the money that he has left owed to him. But I think it's important to point out that when they did acquire him, it was part of a much larger picture, and they did get in addition to Carl Crawford, the pieces that they actually needed to get back to respectability, right? So it wasn't like this was a complete disaster, like having Carl Crawford come over to the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, you know, no offense to Carl Crawford, but they didn't want Carl Crawford. They wanted Adrian Gonzalez. And part of the price tag of getting Adrian Gonzalez was to pick up Carl Crawford's salary. And they were willing and ready to release him at any point from then until now. So they don't look at this as a new loss. This was a loss that they accepted the day they made the trade. It makes for nice headlines that they're eating $35 million, but in the minds of the Dodgers at the time in the front office, you know, they made that trade to become competitive immediately, hopefully to get to the playoffs, and to get Adrian Gonzalez in that lineup. And he's still in that lineup. And the way they see it, while it was a very expensive trade financially, it accomplished what they set out to do. And it filled the stadium, and the stadium remains full, and it helped them get a tremendous contract, television contract, which even though it has not turned out well for the fans, it's turned out tremendously well for the front office. So that trade was a big win if you're looking at it through the eyes of Dodgers ownership. And so releasing him to them was it was an expense that they had already factored in 3 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I told myself I was going to stay away from any topics on pitching, so I'm going to. So I'm going to ask you about the lineups, a lot of different lineups. Obviously, we know that the Dodgers have had their struggles this year. Dave Roberts seems to, what is his philosophy when he's like putting out a lineup? Lots of different ones used. Is he still trying to figure out which works, or does he play more matchups than anything?
Beats me. I don't know. They've been one hit twice in the last week, so whatever it isn't working. But I don't know that you can blame the manager. The only time he had a bat in his hands was during a simulated game against Brandon McCarthy. So, what you've got here is a team that's got some young players that are actually producing and has veterans, and almost all of them are hitting below average for their historic performance. And, you might be able to hide one or two of those in the lineup, but you can't hide five. And that's what they've got. They've got five hitters that are hitting in the low 200s, and they're just not scoring, and they're really having trouble at home. But it's not only at home. You know, so if the veterans don't pick it up, this team's going to have a real tough year. That's just the reality, because there's still too many of them in the lineup, and they don't have, a tree full of Corey Seegers to pick from. I mean, he's already in the lineup, and Trace Thompson's already in the lineup, and they don't have more hitters down at the farm, not ready to go to the big league. So it's going to be up to the veterans. And, Carl Crawford wasn't able to pick it up. They cut him loose. They can't cut them all loose, and so they're all going to have to step up, or at least some of them, and pick up the game. That's just the way it is, and that's what Dave Roberts was saying last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, good stuff, Ken. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.